In business, Minister of ICT and National Guidance has asked Parliament not to impose value-added tax, VAT, on imported software, warning that the move would increase costs and also weaken Uganda's cybersecurity. The warning was issued by Amin Azawide, the Permanent Secretary at the Ministry, while appearing before Parliament's Committee on ICT to present the 2026-07 Ministerial Policy Statement. Dr. Zawedi explained that taxing imported software would make it more expensive, raising operational costs for both the government and private businesses.
The tax amendment bill, the section that talks about taxing imported software. Now, when we look at some of the software that we are using, an example is the system that we're using for payments. The IFMI system uses software that is not developed locally. Now, that software helps us in so many ways to be efficient in terms of payments,